Returning now to our continuing coverage of events in Libya. Leaders in the Arab world have largely supported the UN resolution authorizing a no-fly zone over Libya and, in effect, the airstrikes by Western governments and the rebel uprising. Arab support for a campaign against an Arab country is a delicate mix of defiance and diplomacy. We've invited Rami Khoury to the program to discuss the reaction in the Middle East. He's the director of the Issam Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut. He's on the phone from Amman. Jordan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Tell us what you've heard in terms of the reaction in the region to the airstrikes in Libya.
Well, as usual, you get a division in the Arab world between leaders, government officials, and public opinion. Public opinion, I think, is extremely supportive of this move as long as it's designed strictly to support the rebels and stop the Gaddafi regime from bombing civilians and to eventually help the rebels assert themselves and throw out the Gaddafi regime. I think public opinion is strongly in favor of that by and large. Governments are more hesitant. They've supported this move in the Arab League with two governments abstaining, but most governments have supported it, and they have done that, I think, primarily because they want to try to be seen to be a little bit closer to their people and probably because they want to be on the good side of the U.S. and Britain and France and the Europeans, etc. But what's important is the will of the Arab people, by and large, I think, is now being asserted for the first time, and you're getting this convergence between what Arab governments are doing and what Arab people feel, which is very refreshing, and hallelujah, it's about time.
But how are the people responding to the difference in Western reaction to events in Libya compared to the crackdowns on civilian protesters in places like Bahrain?
Well, one of the things that we've gotten very used to is hypocrisy in how Western countries deal with people in the Middle East, whether it's Arabs and Israelis, whether it's Iranians and other people, or whether it's different Arab countries. We know that the West pursues policies that are based on narrow self-interest, often influenced by domestic politics and domestic lobbies, influenced by access to oil or arms sales. There's many factors that drive Western governments' foreign policies in the Middle East, and the overriding effect of that is massive inconsistency and very deep hypocrisy. But that's how the world works. We know that, and people aren't surprised by it. But I think people are happy that at least the West is using its arms to support the call for freedom by Arab citizens.
What about the governments in the more unstable regimes in the region? How is this playing into all of that?
Well, I think they're very aware that most people are aware that there's a wave of popular self-assertion going on in the region. So I think the leaderships understand this, and we're starting to see little demonstrations now in Syria, which hadn't happened before. Everybody is feeling the pressure. They're not all being subjected to pressures to throw them out, but certainly to reform, to become more democratic, to end corruption, to end abuse of power and police brutality and intelligence penetration with all the institutions of society. They're all facing that same similar kind of pressure, and the people are winning, and this is very heartening.
What kind of coverage are you seeing in the Arab media?
Well, it's early days yet, but it's very mixed. I mean, people are covering it as a story, obviously. It's a big story, and you're getting cautious reactions by some people who say, well, we've got to be careful because, the Americans will now come and attack anybody they want. Well, other people are wholeheartedly in support. I think there's no question that this regime has lost its legitimacy, has lost its support, and the majority of people in the Arab world and the media are expressing this very clearly. And probably it'll trigger more serious reform efforts by some Arab governments, because now that this is a precedent, the lesson is clear that if you use force too much against your own people, you're going to get whacked by the international community and the other Arabs are going to support it.
Rami Khoury is the director of the Issam Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut, and he joined us from Amman, Jordan. Thank you so much, Rami.
Glad to be with you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.